what really is the difference between bluegrass music and traditional Irish music? You know, they both use the fiddles, they both use those decorated folk melodies. It's really the same thing. The way we came to deciding to do this Irish concert again was that several years ago we did one and it went over with great success. And through that, we made friends with Michael McGlynn and the audience just loved it. Last summer, I was so lucky and got invited to go work with Anuna, which is Michael McGlynn's choir. And, you know, he really set me free with his singers, which is such an honor. So then when I returned, and we were planning on doing this Irish concert here, I just started cooking on the idea and thought, well, why don't we just ask Michael to come over here? So there's our big announcement. Michael McGlynn, conductor of Anuna, is going to be with us here in Phoenix for our upcoming concerts. And in fact, the Irish concert is all his music. There are some kind of mystical sounds, especially at the beginning, where the singers will meander through the audience, singing these chant-like and very mystical and wondrous songs that Michael has made. The songs are in Irish. It is not certainly a very familiar or widespread language. It is harder than it sounds. This choir has sung quite a bit of Chinese music in the past, too, and we always make jokes that, give me a Chinese folk song, now that I can do. The singers use something called IPA, the International Phonetic Alphabet, but that certainly isn't very human when you're looking at what all those symbols are and the sounds we're supposed to make, and it doesn't sound very conversant. So we're lucky that we're working with the Irish Cultural Center here in Phoenix and also with Michael McGlynn. He has made recordings speaking of all of the words. So listeners will recognize instantly that our Irish is very authentic. You know, that's something for everybody. Sometimes it pleases no one. But this time, the something for everybody is going to please everyone.